Even
tomorrow, I can bring it back.
Okay, all right.
If you want, do you want me to come by briefly tomorrow and just show you what we've
made,
and let you see if there's anything that you think was made wrong, and then and then we can give it to Miss Pat Jackson from there.
Okay, and I will give you these so you can if you can read.
So your father was the church historian before you. Your father was the church historian before you.
Was what?
The church historian before you were. That your father was the church historian. Yes.
Oh yeah, huh? And Russell, and it's another member. Russell Edwards' mother was the secretary.
And so did you learn all the history from his spoken?
From what they did, you know, what they had together.
And did he also teach you some just by stories and things like that?
You know, see, they had it. See, he started the first janitorial association at university.
And he's named.
He's on the. The building over there on Cameron Avenue. Right across from us.
We saw it the other day.
And Mr. Keenan Cheek, right?
Yeah, And see, what they did was, it was three of them that mortgaged their homes to get there, to get the church where we are now.
That's amazing.
And how long was the church at the Quaker school?
I got a list of our pastors. See who's our pastor. Let me take the hair. He was bad. Not Roman. Yes. He was, I would say he was around, I'm trying to find out who the pastor was. It couldn't be in the 40s, because my daddy died in 1940 of December. So it had to be around three or four years, around between 1932 and when we were at the Quakerville.
Okay. So y'all have been here for quite some time.
We've been here ever since, when he built the church. Reverend Wilson. No. We've been there ever since 1946. I would say, around 46. It's how long we've been there.
And do you still have family that lives in the Northside community? Do you have a lot of family?
Do we have family? They go to our church.
Yeah.
All of them are deceased in that area. They used to go to our church.
They're in that neighborhood down
but
here?
But the church over there, we lost that church and sold it to the AME Zion Church, which is now O'Brien.
I read that in here.
And all of the members that was in that area have passed, but they still came to the church until they died. Because this is another denomination, AME Zion.
So we bought it out.
Now, why was the church named, it says here that... the Reverend Joseph Miller?
When he came
in 1932.
Yeah, 1932.
That the newly erected church was dedicated in his honor?
Yes, happened, it was still, he was the pastor, but that's when we were moving around, that's when we were probably at the Quaker school and all of that. Because I remember it, but not that, you know, about the Quaker building.
You were a young child then.
And was most of this African American?
All of this over here was African American.
When they started
beginning at, let's see, where did they begin at? Where McDonald's is now? All of that corner was black. That's where the black people started from.
Really?
All
the way from down there?
From McDonald's all the way up this side. And used to be a theater right there where they are. Right there on the corner, the car part is.
Okay.
That was the black theater.
Okay.
And then houses was owned all the way to Jiffy Lube. All that was black people.
Oh, wow.
Where the Thai place, all that was white.
Okay.
Black.
Yeah.
And where that Pizza Hut is, that was a fair, that was black too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. So when did that start to transform? When did that start to change?
Let's see, when that was in the late 40s, I believe. Yeah, because my daddy died in 40, and all of those were there before 40. They changed after he died, so it had to be in the late 40s.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, wasn't there a big race riot up on the corner there at Merritt Mill and Franklin Street? I think it was 1932. There was a big old fight or something.
You mean when it integrated?
Well, no, before that, when there was a bottle thrown at someone's head, I've done another research. Maybe I was mistaken.
Maybe I've forgotten it, yeah. When it was, but I don't quite remember that one.
But the one that there was some during integration.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Okay.
Were a lot of the members of St. Joseph's active in the civil rights movement?
Oh yeah, we were too. I was.
Oh yeah, what was your involvement?
Huh?
What kind of things were you involved in during the
civil? You know, like we used to do the march until one night. One night someone threw some raw eggs and everybody thought they'd been shot, so I didn't go back out there. All of us, I think we were like in high school then, and so all of us, our parents wouldn't let them go back out there.
Oh, yeah? Uh-uh. Huh. We're good.
So your dad was involved then? No.
No, he died in December 15, 1940. Okay.
Did you go to high school at the... Which high school did you go to?
Over Lincoln, over there. Lincoln
High School.
But it's not... It was called Orange County Training School.
That's right.
Okay. OCTS.
And Lincoln School is now closed, is it?
Huh?
Is Lincoln School closed?
Yeah,
now?
Uh-huh.
It closed during integration?
Lincoln went to they integrated with Chapel Hill High.
Hmm. Okay.
And there was quite some disturbance then. And that was when... And that was in 1967 when they had all of this here. Because he was a reverend, he was our pastor, and we used to out there, they had meetings at church and things. And,
And that was around the same time that Howard Lee was elected?
So Howard Lee was elected under Bishop Helton, and after he left, he was elected in his around 70, in his 70s when he was elected. And that's when the integration of schools were, too.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting. And now that transformation has continued to occur.
Uh-huh.
We talked about some of that last time.
They're having problem now is they're having like one black guy that they come in and send around the people about getting their property and see why all of this property deck or Lincoln and all of that. See, they were under the impression that their houses were going to be built, you know, for blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came in, it's a different story. And just like this is here, he felt like that we should just sell them the building.
Right.
And go on and they give us no money to relocate.
Mm-hmm. Well, and realize that there's more involved.
So are most of these houses aren't owned by the original owners? The original owners.
They did, but someone came in and this Mr. Tate came in and started buying all the property from these people.
So he kind of tricked people in a
way. Uh-huh.
Was he from Chapel Hill?
No, he's from Hillsborough, but this other man is with this project is from Chicago.
Okay.
Mr. Tucker. Hmm.
And so, now Greenbridge, what are they doing out here? Now they're
that's the one that's supposed to have this
big, huge.
Supposed to have supposed to be 9 stories high. Supposed to have condos, he said, and restaurants and shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
But the one on the corner is still not occupied.
That other big one?
It's one on the that was built right over there. All that are owned by black people.
Mm.
And all the way down back that way. And even where Kentucky Fried Chicken was owned by black people.
Really? All the way into Carrboro?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow.
I guess all the way and back to where Baldwin.
All the way to where the governor's store that sells army stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and then further down was the apartment stores.
Okay.
In Carver.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's near Mr. Baldwin's property.
Uh-huh.
Where the park is now.
Uh-huh.
All the way back
uh-huh.
there.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So most people moved out and students are kind of taking over? Or
say what?
Is it mainly students living here now?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Most of the place.
Yeah? How does the church feel about that?
Huh?
How does the church, or how do you feel about the change of people living here?
Well, it doesn't matter about the people, but what we're upset about, to take your property's being taken for commercial stuff, you know. Mm. We're not really... you know, worried about the students because it still be in a mm-hmm. residential section. But for all of them to come in, that Jiffy Lube came in ready, and then they bought the they took up the whole corner. Mm. Then it used to be where the newspaper stand. People used to live there, and then the grocery store came in with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the tire place came in, you know.
So how do you think this place will, the Greenbridge development, how do you think that will affect the church?
How do it affect the church?
Mm-hmm. How do you think it will?
Oh, it won't affect our church at all, you know, at all, because it's all right for, you know what I mean, for the church, it's commercial, but the only thing, just like he said, they just want to give them a tax value for the place, $336,000. And they'll be making millions if they go, mm-hmm. you know, with all of that. And he said it was a part of it. How was he going to sell his land and for $336, which is the tax value?
Right,
don't sell it for no tax.
No.
And he was asking $1.5. But then he thought about it and decided he wouldn't even try to sell it at all because he couldn't, where was he going?
Right.
And people can hardly get now from place to place without having... you know, and then they wouldn't, his business wouldn't be thriving. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a great location.
Uh-huh.
But now, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so now they're pretty angry about that, and they've shut off the the driveway.
That's why he got mad and put that fence up.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're using it as a parking lot or something over here. I saw cars out
but
there.
But you see, it used to be a funeral home
right.
there. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we will definitely get on this.
Okay.
And look forward to having more conversations once we get through with these, to hear more about your memories of the area and everything around
okay.
here. Okay. We
really
very interested in it.
We'd love to, like that's why I wrote that thing that you wrote in here about wisdom. We'd love to learn from your wisdom.
Uh-huh.
It's clear to us that you have a lot of wisdom that can really be transformative for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate the time that you spent with us.
Oh, all right.
And we really enjoyed this, too. It's a really beautifully written history.
I used to be the secretary for over how many years?
Oh, yeah? So when did you stop being the secretary?
About 6 years ago. When
Reverend Harrison started?
In 1996.
Oh, okay.
That's when I stopped.
So you were working at both the church and the funeral home.
Uh-huh. But this funeral home was supposed to be a side job. See, when the funeral home, when it was here, I used to work at North Carolina Mutual in Durham, insurance
mm-hmm,
company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when I would come home in the afternoon, you know, I would help him because when he started out, everybody went to funeral home. A lot of people went to the bigger funeral home, which was like Scarborough or something. So when he came, when I started in 1946, I graduated from St. Augustine, and so I started working at the funeral home because you know, just in the afternoon, and so then I worked for him, and then each time when he died, someone else took over for a while. Then somebody else took over. And then Mr. Knox didn't come until 1996-7. But it was but this was the only funeral home that it was, and just most people just that's where they got didn't have telephones or things you could come and call from up here. He was that kind of a person, you know.
And so this is still one of the the main African American funeral home for this area. Is that
no? We have another one
another
over
one right down the street.
Down the street. But this one was the only one. It was originally over there where News and Observer was.
Okay.
And where, then they moved over here. Okay. And they said, and that was back there in the, I knew 1900s or something.
Wow.
When they moved over here.
Wow. Was it under a different name from Knox before? Or was it always Knox?
It was first was Bynum Weaver. It was Chapel Hill Funeral Home when he first started.
Okay.
And then the next one was Bynum Weaver. And Williams, and then Mr. Knox.
Okay, so you saw all that happen, or saw most of the change of hands?
Oh, yeah, I was working for, I worked for all three of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And you've lived in this house all your life, the house?
Not all my life.
Oh, okay.
I just moved back. I used to live over on Graham Street, when I, and then after my... father died. No, after my stepfather died, I came back because my mother was living.
Okay.
And I came back to live with her because I was really living with my mother-in-law because she was sick. And between the two of us. But then she had some more children. But my mother didn't have, I had two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But they're dead now.
Okay.
My sister just died in May 14th. But it was three girls and my sister, lived in Rocky Mount, and my other sister just lived in Durham.
Okay.
And so it was nobody to take really care of a grandmother that I had when she died in 1951. But when I graduated from college, we still had the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I started working, and I stayed there because I was supposed to go into a job, the Golden State Insurance in California.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But my grandmother didn't have anyone to live to stay with her, and in order to keep the house, you know, I just stayed on. Then when I got married in 1951, we just stayed on at the house,
okay.
You know. And then I just bought it, you know, after my mother, so my mother could, you know, my mother could still stay there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I had a stepfather, so when he died, I just came back to live with her.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you've always been a servant. You've
always
taken care of the sick.
I've always been one in the middle. I was just saying, when we were talking about the other day, to have responsibility of each one of them.
That's really neat.
He didn't call you back, did I guess he?
You want me to try him again?
Yeah.
You think he's still there? Yeah, let's try him again.
Because he might have.
He may not have checked his messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet Dr. Pollock would.
I bet you we could find a way to get these copied.
And what is this from?
Hmm.
What is this one from?
That was just an article that was in the paper about the church group here.
Would you like that one copied too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this is about, is this about St. Joseph's?
No, it's about our church. At that one time, it was in our district, though. They were trying to help people get homes.
Mm-hmm.
And why is this article, why do you see this article as really important? What I haven't been able to read it
yet. No, it doesn't have to be in there. He wondered why I had this. I said, because at that time, I just thought it was...
Uh-huh.
Important.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, that's neat.
Uh-huh.
It is. Looks like it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we'll bring those changes by tomorrow and see.
Uh-huh. Okay,
if
then.
That
all
works
right.
For you.
Uh-huh.
We really appreciate your time.
Uh-huh. Well, we appreciate you doing that.
Uh-huh. Is there a time tomorrow that's best in the afternoon?
Anytime tomorrow. We don't have no appointments or anything.
Okay.
Anytime. 10, 11, and I get here at 10 tomorrow.
Okay.
Get
here at 10.
And any time after that.
So you're the main worker here. You're here every day.
Yeah, but 82, it's time to give it up.
Are you going to sin? Are you starting to back off some?
What is that?
Are you getting to take any breaks these days?
That's what I'm saying. When Mr. Knox was living, I could take breaks and things. But now, see, the daughter and the son has charge of it. And he has a, see, he has a three, they have a, they got about 8 funeral homes in all.
Wow. So they're managing all these.
All of, But see, when Mr. Knox was living, it was just different. I don't know.
Huh.
From where it is now, just like he said, you know, children don't. he was like Mr. Weaver was long time ago, like Mr. Weaver, the funeral home. Well, they would have most. He would have more because he knew a lot about. He would go up to Hillsborough, settling properties and stuff like that. So everybody just come to the funeral home to find out and how to do stuff. And so that's when that's where I started writing all of the resolution. You know, in my church, I write all the resolutions and things for the church.
Okay.
And then I started coming up here, helping him, you know, get his stuff together. And so that's how I got involved in the funeral home.
So you're a jack of all trades. You've done about everything.
So that's what happened in that case.
Great. I think my parking meter, my parking meter's run out.
Where? Your bicycle?
No, I got to cut my car out front.
Oh, car. Okay.
I'm on my bike.
Well, next time, don't park out. Next time, just pull up.
Okay, I will.
Just pull up right in front of the, is it the hearse or the van?
Okay.
Just pull up there.
Okay, that's what I'll do next time.
I like this picture too. It's a neat picture.
Yeah, his daughter did the decorating.
Huh. Last supper.
All right. Well, thank
y'all so much.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. We really appreciate it. You're a wonderful spirit.
Oh, thank you.
And we will see you later this week.
Okay.